If you took part in a recent blood drive, chances are you didn't sit next to any gay men while on the bloodmobile. That's because in a bid to protect the blood supply from HIV infection, the Food and Drug Administration barred blood donations from any man who has had sexual contact with another man. UCF student Blake Lynch didn't know about the ban when he went to donate to help a friend stricken by sickle cell anemia. He was turned away.
I should be able to donate, and I should be able to donate for my friend and me. It shouldn't just because I'm a gay male that I shouldn't be able to donate.
Similar bans have been lifted in other countries, and support for lifting the ban here is also gaining momentum. In 2008, San Jose State University banned blood drives on campus until the FDA changes its policy. But school campuses are where blood banks collect nearly 20% of their donations. So Lynch and partner Brett Donnelly decided to try a different strategy. They formed an organization called Band for Life to raise awareness about the ban. Instead of protesting blood drives, they organize them and ask eligible donors to give blood in their place. Juliana Dubendorf signed up at a recent drive at Rollins College.
I think it's a great strategy because obviously boycotting isn't doing anything, you know. If we're like, oh, we're going to boycott to raise awareness, it's counterproductive. We're trying to get more people to be able to donate.
Lynch says improved testing and screening can allow gay men to donate blood while keeping the blood supply safe. One blood bank spokesman, Pat Michaels, says one day the ban could be lifted.
Yeah, I think that potential would be there because the blood centers around the country have been petitioning the FDA.
In the meantime, there's blood donation by proxy. Lynch and Donnelly say the Band for Life blood drives are getting good response, and they'll continue to schedule more. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.